All right. Well, welcome everybody to our fourth edition of the Songs of Realization. And it's been really fun so far. I try and pick new songs every time and do some of the old songs also that I feel are important that need to kind of be done every time. But I have some new songs as well that that I picked out of the songbook that we can do. So, as an introduction, most of you know where these songs originated, but I'll say a few words anyway for those who are new. There's a long tradition in Tibetan Buddhism and Indian Buddhism of writing dohas, spontaneous poetry or songs. And this tradition was carried into Tibet. And the foremost Tibetan master that wrote these songs was Milarepa. And Milarepa is one of the main lineage holders of the Kagyu lineage and our lineage. And so we sing a lot of Milarepa songs, but there are also some other authors of these songs. Gotsampo is another one. And then the words came down through the ages. We have all the words from Milarepa songs and these other songs, but the melodies were lost. And they were, I'm sure they were traditional Indian and Tibetan melodies. Kempo Rinpoche, who is one of our chief lineage holders and who is on the shrine over here, brought these songs back to life in the 1990s when he would teach around the world. He would spontaneously write some of these songs himself, and he would bring up some songs from Milarepa, and he'd ask his translators to come up with melodies. And so I guess at first the melodies were kind of primitive, but after a while they've developed into some pretty nice melodies, and I really like them. As the words, some of the words are still not quite in alignment with the melodies, which makes it a little odd to sing, but the thought was to keep the words as original as possible, especially for Kempo Rinpoche's teaching. So that's how they came about. And these songs were, I guess, this book was published in the late 90s, I think. The one that we have here, this is the older edition. And then there's a newer book that was published in the early 2000s that has some more songs and rearranged things a bit. In addition to those great masters, Milarepa and Kempo Rinpoche, Gotsampa, and so forth, Punlop Rinpoche has written some as well, and others were written by students of Punlop Rinpoche. One will sing at the end, which is Aspiration for the World, was composed, I think, by Chris Stagg and Tyler Dewar of the Nalanda Bodhi organization. No, the words were by His Holiness Karmapa. The melodies were by these students. Yeah, the words were by the 17th Karmapa. So, and we have some, some that Rinpoche, Punlop Rinpoche wrote as well. So, and the Dalai, we even have one that the Dalai Lama composed. So there are lots of different songs that we have now, some of them in the songbooks, most of them in the songbooks, and some of them aren't in the songbooks. So we'll start with, I think, one of the most important songs that we have in our canon, so to speak, which is the Guru Rinpoche prayer. Guru Rinpoche is the main lineage holder of the Nyingma lineage, one of the two lineages that Punlop Rinpoche holds, Nyingma and Kagyu. And we do a lot of chants and songs about Guru Rinpoche, and he's also one of the figures that we have in our shrine room here, and just the Rigpa, the statue over there, and the Tonka over there as well. So Guru Rinpoche is a very important figure in the Nyingma lineage, and this song in particular is an excellent song that talks about several different things. One is just a devotion to a guru, And how the guru can bring, help one cultivate realization. And also it talks about the boundaries between observer and observed, or perceiver and perceived, which is one of the main philosophies of the Yogacharya and mind-only school in Tibetan Buddhism. Always talking about the idea of emptiness and the idea of illusion, illusory existence, and so forth. So it's an important song in that respect as well. And it talks about various forms of emptiness. There's only one emptiness, of course, but the way we perceive them, emptiness, with our different senses can be different. If we perceive them with our eyes or our ears or our mind or our feelings, that's different as well. And so this song talks about these different levels, these different forms of emptiness that we experience as well. So it wraps up lots of different teachings into this one song. So here we go. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitants, appear but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity clear emptiness to the guru for whom desire free. To Hugin Pamazum, may I supplicate. All these sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the of sound and emptiness, past all thought beyond imagination. Sounds are empty, unarisen and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. Teachings of the victor sound and emptiness. To Urgent Pema June, I supplicate. All these movements of mind towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the guru for whom awareness frees itself. To Urjin Pema June, may I supplicate. Grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind. The mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of these, clear light will come to recognize its own fate. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine be free. All right. Very nice. Very nice. The next one we're going to do is a song called Seven Delights. Page 30 in the old book and 299 in the new book. What's that? Yeah, does anybody need a songbook? You have them all? Okay. This song was composed by Gautsampa. I don't know much about him, frankly, but we have several songs in here by him. So this one talks about the kleshas and samsara and how we can use them to experience the true light nature of mind. So here we go.
It's interesting that the obstacles are things like seven delights are obstacles and kleshas and karmic consequences, mm-hmm. illness, you know, delights.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Namo Guratna Guru. When thoughts that there is something perceived in a perceiver lure my mind away and distract, I don't close my senses gateways to meditate without them, but plunge right into their essential point. They're like clouds in the sky, there's a shimmer where they fly. Thoughts that rise for me, sheer delight. When kleshas get me going, and their heat has got me burning, I try no antidote to set them right. Like an alchemistic portion, turning metal into gold, what lies in Klesha's powers to bestow is bliss without contagion, completely undefiled. Klesha's coming up, sheer delight. When I'm plagued by godlike forces or demonic interference, I do not drive them out with rites and spells. The thing to chase away is the egoistic thinking built up on the idea of a self. This will turn those ranks of Maras into your own special forces. When obstacles arrive, sheer delight. When samsara with its anguish has me writhing in its torment, instead of wallowing in misery, I take the greater burden down the greater path to travel, and let compassion set me up to take upon myself the sufferings of others. When karmic consequences bloom delight, when my body has succumbed to attacks of painful illness, I do not count on medical relief, but take that very illness as the path and by its power, remove the obscuration blocking me, and use it to encourage the qualities worthwhile when illness rears its head, sheer delight. When it's time to leave this body, this illusionary tangle, don't cause yourself anxiety and grief. The thing that you should train in clear up for yourself, there's no such thing as dying to be done. It's just clear light, the mother and child, clear light uniting, when mind forsakes the body, sheer delight. When the whole thing's just not working, everything's lined up against you, don't try to find some way to change it all. Here the point to make your practice is reverse the way you see it. Don't try to make it stop or to improve. Adverse conditions happen, when they do, it's so delightful. They make a little song of sheer delight.
That's a perfect song for daylight saving.
Okay, the next one is not in our book. Actually, it is in the new book, page 198, but it's not in the old book, so you can watch the screen. It's just a little short little song that was sung spontaneously by Dechen Rongdrol, or Kempo Rinpoche, on the road from Denver International Airport to Boulder in October 21st, 2004. So we're going to sing it three times. It's a nice little reminder that anytime, day or night, we can look at our minds and laugh. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, he he. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sounds and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, he he. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, he he. Okay, the next one we'll do today is, can be a little morose, this song, but I really like the melody and the reminder that this life will come to an end. Okay, let's see. This is on page 42 in the old book and 30 in the new book. At the moment you are fond of large estate sites, you surround yourself with a manor and its ground. but when your time to go has come, you'll have to leave it behind you like an empty shell. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you are fond of fame and fortune, you surround yourself with power and pomp. But when your time to go has come, who will you turn to? Not a refuge in this sorry world for you. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you are fond of family relation, you surround yourself with relatives and friends. But when your time to go has come, you'll have to leave them. Kin and dear ones, every last one. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you like admirers and helpers, you surround yourself with children and good things. But when your time to go has come, you'll leave without them. Empty-handed and stark naked, you'll depart. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you are fond of material comforts, you surround yourself with the status of success. But when your time to go has come, your body will fail you. Then it's fit for nothing more to put in the ground. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you are fond of your good condition, your faculties work and your physical state is fine. But when your time to go has come, it's another story. You no longer have any power over your mind. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. At the moment you are fond of the palate's pleasures, you surround yourself with delicious food to eat. But when your time to go has come, your appetite dwindles. You won't even manage to get a little water down. Are you aware that this is what will happen? You do well to remember and keep it well in mind. By keeping these in mind, I practice Dharma. I know the bliss of having no worldly goods. This melody on eight things to remember, sung at Karakachi Inn and Song, composed by I, the yogi Milarepa. May it give you the boost you need to practice well.
That's right.
Okay, next one is All These Forms, one of our all-time favorites. And Phunlop Rinpoche always asks us to sing this And it's on page 120 in the old book and 203 in the new book. This is composed by Kempo Rinpoche. In the Garden of Translation near the great stupa of Bodhnath in Nepal, 1998. It talks also about the different experiences of emptiness that that we experience because of the different ways we perceive our senses, our intellectual mind, our feelings, and basic awareness, and how to transform them into enlightenment. These four appearance emptiness, like a rainbow with shining glow, in the region of appearance emptiness, just let go where no mind go. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll, in the reaches of sound and emptiness, just let go where no mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the region of bliss and emptiness, just let go where no mind goes. All awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the reaches of awareness, emptiness, awareness go where no mind go. Let awareness go, oh, where no mind grow.
All right.
Thanks for joining.
And you have to notice when you got outside.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Next one we'll do is the Song of Mahamudra, composed by Milarepa. And this song talks about Mahamudra meditation and the different stages and ways to relax in Mahamudra experience. And E minor. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real being. I rest, relax in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradle in emptiness space. I rest in awareness and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space I rest in equipoise. And resting like this is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifest endlessly, without even trying self-limit, mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. no dualism, no hope and fears, ho-hey. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, that's all right. Okay, three kinds of confidence, page 85 in the old book, 139 in the new book. Okay. Feet of Marpa, the translator, I bow. From meditating here and there a natural retreat, I've gained confidence that there is no arising. This swept away my taking, past and future lies as two. Exposed all six realms, appearances as false, and cut right through believing all too much in birth and death. Hey, 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 hey. I've gained confidence in everything as equal. The swept away my taking, happiness and grief as two. Expose the ups and downs of feelings as false, and cut believing there are some to have and some to shun. Hey, 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 hey. In inseparability I've gained confidence. The swept away samsara and nirvana seen as two. Expose the exercise of paths and levels as false, and cut right through believing all too much and hope and fear. Hey, 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 hey. Yay. These next two songs are two versions of the same thing. The first one is in our songbook on page 104, old book, 56 in the new book. And this is the way the original song was composed. But then I have another version here that was a later melodic version, also composed by Milarepa. And for this one, I'm not sure I have the original down quite. So you may be used to a different, slightly different melody here, but we'll get used to it. Okay, let's see, where is this one? Okay. Look nakedly and see the essence. Yeah. I, the yogi Milarepa, look nakedly and see the essence. What I see is beyond concept. What I see resembles space. Free from motion, resting still, I realize the true nature. All the things there are empty, their empty essence is what I realize. Relaxing, loosely letting go, original wisdom holds its ground. In the river of awareness, the mud settles down and the brightness shines. I take my concepts and throw them away. Recollection and thoughts are cut. The deep abyss of the six realms has been sealed completely. That's over for me now. I know for sure my mind is Buddha, so there's nothing I need to gain or achieve. When realization shines from inside, it's like when the sunlight shines on the night. All my thoughts, the whole collection, and disturbing states of mind, without effort in their own place, disappearing and now gone. Then let's see, the other version is not in the book, so might have to look on the screen here. Let's see. Looking nakedly, I see the essence. See simplicity that resembles faith. Resting directly, I realize the true nature, empty essence of all things. Relaxing at ease, I hold my own place. The river of awareness clarified. Tossing thoughts away, recollection dissolved. Six realms chasm cut off through and through. Recognizing Buddha as my own mind. There is nothing here to yearn for or achieve. When realization dawns from within, like the sun lighting up the dark, all my thoughts and disturbing emotion, uncontrived in their own play, dissolve. I like the second one better. I think. Yeah, I don't quite have it. I didn't quite have it. Yeah, exactly. I was trying to.
There are two tunes. Some go up.
Yeah, some go up.
Which ones?
I know. I tried to figure it out myself, and it was, you know, but I wanted to present both of them side by side,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, it has good clarity, and it's without the guitar, so it's a way to get it to you. You're the best singer.
No, all right.
This is not in the songbook, so, but it's easy to remember. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Lovely. That was from a song, a longer song by Milarepa that we've done occasionally at Sangha retreat. So,
but, this was a song that was a song retreat. It's a work song.
Yeah.
That's so why I didn't washing dishes, doing yoga, stuff the walk. Yeah. Songs.
David says it's a song we were given at Sangha retreat as a work song for when we wash dishes or whatever we did.
We have a few good work songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
There, yeah.
Right. I'll have to look those up.
Christina has a
lot. Okay.
I have
a
few
too. Sing all the time.
I remember that.
This one always makes me think of Barney and Westminster. We can do it together, right?
Okay, now we're going to this is another song by Milarepa. Milarepa's instruction on taking appearances to the path. 103 in the old book, 91 in the new book. Okay, so this is a good rock song. When I'm going, I take appearances to the path, going with six consciousnesses, all free all by themselves. When I'm resting, I rest in uncontrived naturalness. This is the way to rest in the heart ascent. When I'm eating, I eat the food of emptiness. This is the way to eat without perceiver or perceive. When I'm drinking, I drink from the river of mindfulness. This is the way to drink that never ever ends. Going, wandering, sleeping, resting, I look at mine. This is virtuous practice without sections or breaks.
Yeah, can we sing that again?
Sure. When I'm going, I take appearances to the path, going with six consciousnesses, all free all by themselves. When I'm resting, I rest in uncontrived naturalness. This is the way to rest in the heart essence. When I'm eating, I eat the food of emptiness. This is the way to eat that fever or perceive. When I'm drinking, I drink from the river of mindfulness. This is the way to drink that never ever ends. Going, wandering, sleeping, resting, I look at mine. This is virtuous practice without sessions or breaks. Okie dokie. Okay, next one we're going to do is The Sky Dragon's Roar. This was page 121 in the old book, 243 in the new book. This is one that Kenpo Rinpoche wrote while he was cruising in an airplane. And spoken extemporaneously while traveling in the expansive sky from Los Angeles to Honolulu, October 29th, 1998. One of our favorites and a real homage to Kenpo Rinpoche. I Up in the skies expand, true being unborn, forever pure. Beautiful is the world below me. How many colors do I see? But when I look, I can't find anything that's born or has a root. So the time has come to meditate on true reality of ego clinging free. All my possession, all that I enjoy are like the rainbows in the sky. Even their smallest parts have no essence. They don't exist at all. So when I enjoy illusory pleasures, empty appearing tea and beer, it's time to rest in mind's full noon, empty awareness, radiant clarity. Stages of practice of the Tathagata view and meditation are skillful methods that clear away ordinary thoughts. And so I train in appearance and mind, being without base or root. When sickness and death suddenly strike, I'll be ready without regret. In the pattern that this world and life's appearances weave, visions of parents, relatives and friends are like illusions and dreams. Like morning mist, they are fleeting, and at the time they dissolve. That's the time to search for unborn, confused minds, basic reality. In the baseless, fruitless and empty, confused experiences of life, we suffer from heat and from cold and from so many other things. But diligence in secret jhana practices so powerful makes fox like cowardice be free all by itself. The time has come to what we beautify with hats enclosed, to this heap of element. We offer tasty food and many other things, whatever we may find pleasing. But the carelessness and craziness of this life will end one day. So be ready to be fearless of the judgment of the mighty Lord of Death. From the country of grace, no mountain, a realm of Dharma, having crossed many hills and valleys, and now flying through the sky, I purify illusory flesh and blood into empty appearing deity. Paths and boom is realization, self-liberated in the I train. Ha ha, detching wrong drills, conduct that's attachment free. Oh, it's time to fly in the expanse of sky, of spacious mother. Okay. This short one is one that was composed by the Dalai Lama and put to melody by the One Village Music Project. We sung this at Natartha and at Sangha Retreat last year as a dedication, and so this is one of our dedications we'll do. And it's not in the songbook, you have to look at the screen. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I'm not gonna waste it. Nice, isn't it? Oh, at the very end, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Now we have to sing.
All right. One more time. Oh, really?
It's a little hard to hear the tune of the second line at the end.
Okay. We'll sing it again one more time. Okay. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. One more time. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. And I'm not gonna waste it.
The second line, I still also don't know quite the thing. Just same note for way. Right.
Every
oh,
day,
waking up this one you up or down.
Think as every day, every day. Think as you wake up. Today, today, today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. I'm not gonna waste it.
I think you got a couple
of extra bars of guitar that you brought up last night. Yeah. I think we
keep singing.
Okay. That's a great song. Maybe we only sang that during the retreat part. I don't remember.
It was during the
which,
day.
Which,
it was
after.
But what was nice about that was that I just remember Christian had a ukulele.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it was ukulele.
It works without the accompanying.
Yeah.
No. Just sing it in the morning.
I will. It's a good idea, huh?
It's fun to think of just to see if you can wake up singing this song.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. So now we have longevity supplications. Which are in the songbook, but you can also look at them on the screen, or you may know them. Let's see. You who shine with the radiance of intelligent skillful play. You who are a fertile field of excellent quality. Wait, can we start this over? Sorry, I didn't have my music with me. Okay, now I got it. Okay, start over. You who shine with the radiance of intelligent skillful play. You who are a fertile field of excellent quality. You manifest an ocean of Dharma with each point clear and distinct. In all 10 directions, a melodious sound of your song reverberates. You sing the songs of the deep meaning of the view and meditation. Genuine spiritual friend, may your feet continue their playful dance. We beg you to always remain. Longevity supplication for Dzogchen Punlap Rinpoche. In the Yana of Sumantabhadra, the essence of the ocean of scriptures is a definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the secret great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings and the scriptures. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. Thank you. And let's see. Then, oh yeah, these two psalms, which we don't do all that often these days, but we used to do them a lot. These are in, not, I couldn't find them in the songbook. I'm not sure where they are, but they're lovely songs. May we live long and be free of illness. Feed 'em great resources and happiness. Next life may we meet in a pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit being. All you sentient being, I have a good or bad connection with. As soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born no Western Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the path. And Nalanda, Nalanda, the world's supreme adornment. You're the source of the noble land of India. Learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the five fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful diligence, in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment. And one more, finally. This is an aspiration for the world, which is not in the old songbook. It is in the new songbook on page 361. And the words are also on the screen. World, we live and die on your lap. On you we experience all our woes and joy. You are our ancestral home of old. Forever we cherish and adore you. We wish to transform you to the pure realm of our dream. We wish to transform you to a land for all creatures, equal for all and free of prejudice. We wish to transform you to a loving, warm and gentle goddess. Our hope in you is so ever resolute. So please be the ground on which we all may live, so all these wishes may come true. So all these wishes may come true. Do not show us the dark side of your character, where nature's calamities reign. In every section of our world's land, may there thrive a fertile field of peace and joy, rich with the leaves and fruits of happiness, filled with the many sweet scents of freedom. May we've told fill your boundless and boundless fishes. Yay. Thank you all very much. That was fun.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, good, thanks. We'll do it again next month.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Looks like a nice day. It was all nice not here. Yeah. Fantastic.
Sure. Okay, we're going to sign off. Bye, Steve, and whoever else is out there. Next month.
Yeah.